Admiral 10,
Doctrine of the Rapture, which has various synonyms related to it, and the blessed hope, the upward call, etc. Paul enjoins the church to alertness lest that day overtakes you like a thief. What does this have to do with? But you, brethren, are not in darkness. Darkness refers to the spiritual realm that that negative volition operates in. They're under darkness. Darkness obscures the realities of these things to negative volition. And he is reminding them that to be able to say that you're not in darkness is more involved than simply you're not. It involves the fact that you're a believer. But beyond that, it involves that you are a believer who has been informed with regard to the circumstances that will be necessary for the establishment of the time frame for the rapture generation. You are not in darkness that day should overtake you like a thief. Well, the day is going to overtake a lot of people like a thief because they are not prepared and they're not awake and they're not alert. And so the thief is the day in which there will be loss entailed to those who are not where they need to be. And this includes believers who are not apprised of this information, on top of this information, and living their lives according to the fact that they are in this generation. The people who preceded us had the same doctrine. They just had to look at it from a different angle. There's no Israel. There's no need to say the rapture. We can't say the rapture is going to occur because Israel has to be reestablished as a nation. That should have been the frame of reference for those believers of the church age that lived before the establishment of the state of Israel. And even so, I don't know. Hopefully there were those that understood that factor. I'm sure there probably were individuals who understood that the day of the Lord could not occur without Israel. One of the early ministers during the American Revolution, he was aware of that. He made it clear, no Israel, no return of the Lord. He did understand that Israel had to be reestablished for all this scenery in the book of Revelation that deals with Israel and leading up to Armageddon, that Israel had to be a nation. They weren't, of course, in his day. And so the coming of the Lord had to wait for that. So that should be basic understanding. General characteristics of the end of this age include a peace movement. Well, there have been a lot of talk about peace, but really read war into their words. They can talk peace, but war is in their heart. And war is the order of the day, led by the United States, and attacking countries that have never attacked us, and for all the usual geopolitical reasons, we're still mired and messing around in Afghanistan after all this time. And to what avail? Putting people out there, getting them killed and injured, spending all this money on all this mess, and now we're after Argentina. They're the bad guys today. It's none of our business. Let people sort out their own internal affairs. Now, if they start attacking American citizens and interests, that's a different story. But just because we don't believe in their politics or the way they're ruling, it's so here we go. A destroyer of nations. And one after another. Well, that's going to backfire. Those who live by the sword are going to die by the sword. And that's the principle. Those who make their living or advance themselves by illegitimately attacking others, it's going to boomerang back on their head. For the Thessalonians, they were the model church. They got the correct prophetic information. As far as it had been revealed in the canon of Scripture, they didn't have the book of Revelation in hand. That came after the death of Paul. sometime after. So Christianity did not have access to the book of Revelation when this was written. And there's a lot of insights that that book gives and fills in the gaps from the Old Testament Revelation with regard to Daniel's 70th week and other matters of that nature. But, nevertheless, they had enough information to keep them on track so that they could not be taken in by this. As to the times and the epochs, events and periods of history, you, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you because you're so well versed. Paul did this in a very short time, people. He got them up and running on this. Imagine all the information you have to give in a short period of time to get people clear about all these matters. And they learned about the rapture. They learned about the trib that followed, the second advent. They learned all this stuff. And they had a time frame and an outline in their minds. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. So it's going to hit the human race unexpectedly. These people out here, they are flat asleep. They are clueless. They are walking in their sleep into this. Everywhere I it strikes me, everywhere I observe humans and their activities, it's like this big thing's coming and they don't have a clue. But of course they don't want to have a clue, or God would bring them to the truth. But that's the way it is out there. And the Christians are all muddled up in their thinking about a lot of stuff. So there's variations there. But generally the population of the world comes into this day of the Lord like a thief in the night. If a person knew that a thief was coming at a specific time, they would make the necessary preparations to offset that. The day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. And so in regard to the thief motif, it means that loss is in view. Major loss. While they are saying peace and safety. Now, one of the big things that's out there is the word security. We want to make you secure. So you just need to give up some freedoms. Well, you give up your freedoms, you don't have security. They promise you one thing. So peace, I'm wondering on this out loud. I am wondering if this is a narrow rather than a larger picture. I know the principle, peace and safety, but is there going to come a period of time? And I would think in particular with regard to the United States, because when the real terror hits the fan, that is when the United States is nuked. I mean, we step into the tribulation and automatically we don't have the full-blown horrors of it all. It's first of all, it's psychological against the human race. Where'd all these people go? And the two witnesses in the Middle East, and the angel giving the gospel, and the other angels that fly through mid-heaven and relate to the human race what they need to do and not do. Don't take the mark of the beast, which isn't being implemented yet, or it wouldn't be fair to everybody if it hadn't been fully implemented in the kingdom and the domain of Antichrist. The gospel will be preached to all the nations. The two witnesses appear in the Middle East. And of course the false prophet and the Antichrist will begin their meteoric rise up into the public eye. But that's not yet physical misery. Yeah, there's still earthquakes and famines and blah, 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 blah. All that group of things going on. So it's psychological. What a slap in the face to the United States. To lose a bunch of its citizens. Lose its statue of liberty. And Americans are told to go back to the country their ancestors migrated here from. Or you will die in the Holocaust. That's all psychological. psychological, yeah, and psychological things produces internal misery. But before the overt misery begins, and the overt misery begins with the U.S. being taken out. So I could imagine a scenario whereby the tensions between us and the entity that's going to take us out will appear to have been resolved. A false lull. And they're all in the street screaming, it's not going to happen. This thing that's had been announced from heaven. They ignored that. They're going to ignore that, and they're going to buy onto this false peace. False peace, a false sense of security is something that you see in the Old Testament at certain times. The Jews, when they were on the cusp of the fifth cycle of discipline, they had this false security. They're yelling at Jeremiah, why don't you preach peace? There is no peace. The die has been cast. There's no going back. Because you people won't do what you're supposed to do, so it's too late. It's too late. I can't even pray for you anymore. It's a waste of breath. So peace and security is a mantra. Peace and safety. You can safety or security, either way. Then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like birth pains upon a woman with a child. They're going to strike. So the woman who is in advanced state towards the very end of her pregnancy and comes under these birth pains like a woman with child, and they will not escape. They refer to the ones that would not get out of harm's way. In the case of the United States, you'd have to have the book of Revelation, I think, to begin to put this together, because it has to form up at a time. So I'm trying not to speculate, but I think the peace and safety mantra is something that will be a very specific, narrow thing after the rapture when they get this false sense that we're not going to go to war with Russia. And everybody is happy. That's something I could be wrong on that, but I'm looking out on this situation. And Revelation 6:2, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, as they call them. There's four horses representing the first four seals. And the reason that you don't have a fifth horse for seal 5 and 6 and so forth is because one horse is related to the next. That's my insight on that. A white horse. That's the first seal. Well, that one doesn't really hurt anybody. I mean, in the sense of mass destruction, as far as I can tell. And I looked and behold, a white horse. So the United States parades itself around as righteous. And the monitor of civilizations, and we're the good guys, and they're all the bad guys. But we'll tell you who the bad guys are. New ones come up every once in a while. See, white symbolizes righteousness. In this case, it is not true righteousness. And he who sat on it had a bow. A bow is a launching pad for an arrow. It doesn't say he has an arrow, a bow and an arrow. It just says he has a bow. What am I to make of that? My guess is now that our entire nuclear arsenal, land-based, air-based, ocean-based, will be neutralized. And probably because of some technological thing that the enemy will figure out how to neutralize it. Because all the passages where I've read, those who are manning these, whether it's, like I said, land-based or so forth, they're all incapacitated. You get the codes, you get the stuff. If Christ controls history and he's going to do it this way, Russia will pull this off, apparently, without any retaliation. It'll be the most lopsided destruction you can hardly imagine. as the punishment. And a crown was given to him. Apparently, that is the final commander-in-chief of the United States, whoever he or she is. The last one. And they're already talking all the time about what clown can be put in there for 2020. A socialist, pro-communist, a pro-LGBT type. I mean, the zoo with the Democratic Party, and I don't like the Republican one either, but it is an absolute zoo of individuals that have been put forth in this. I've listened to their demagoguery, their speeches, placards, LGBT. We're going to make this country safe for all us perverts. We are. This is the thing. If you don't have your armor on, you're not geared up for this. The floodgates of lawlessness. Well, they're already open. We never imagined it. And in the wildest days of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and so forth, we never imagined this. You know, old timers, Christians would say, Jesus has to be coming real soon. Look how bad things are. Of course, they didn't have all this in front of them, but still, they're looking at it from their moral standpoint and background and seeing what's in front of them. Look what it is. Lawlessness will increase, and the love of many will grow cold. That's the lukewarm crowd. They're going to compromise with a lot of this stuff. Churches already have compromised with this stuff. They're not going to get up there in these pulpits and a lot of these churches and expose this evil, the sexual evil, the promotion of abnormal type STA activity and promoting it as good or don't deal with it. So the love of many is gone because of lawlessness, and the mentality is, well, these people are doing it and getting by with it, so what's the big deal? So people are encouraged to engage in their chosen level of lawlessness. Okay, the usual ones that most people get, a proliferation of wars and rumors of wars. Not just war, but rumor of war. We're going to go after Iran. Israel wants us to go after Iran. We got to go after Iran. So I'm not in favor of their religion or their government or anything else. I'm just saying, why? What's the justification? Preemptive attack on someone because they might be evil? Or they might do something bad? That's not legitimate. This is a nation that only trusts God on their dollar bill. They do not have any trust in God. They can talk God from time to time. They have no trust in Him. We have none. We believe, and presidents and people have said this, that we are the exceptional nation. That we're the indispensable nation. Oh, really? Well, let's find out if that holds water. Without us, the world would go to hell in a handbag. It's already going to hell in a handbag. With us. Even Russia will survive the tribulation and have a Russian nation. But there won't be an American nation. This will be a nature park that you can't visit. And will not be kept up like the Garden of Eden was. Even the territory. Even Sodom and Gomorrah, that's now that blighted place in the Dead Sea, will be revitalized. And return to its greenery and productivity that it had in the day of Abraham, before the event. Proliferation of wars. Now you can do your own study on these things. Since we got the UN, that was going to eliminate all wars and arbitrate between the nations, and we're all going to behave ourselves, we've had more wars and more killing. Most killing, by the way, historically, in modern times at least, has been governments killing their own people. And there's worse ways you can attack your own population. Well, it was obvious in Russia that it was the Soviets and their brutality towards their own people. There's a word in for it. Democide, something like that. Killing your own people. But aside from that, there's all this other killing going on the earth, 24/7. So there's some kind of a war. We've got troops in Africa. No, you hear much about that. We got all this running around. We got NATO. We got all these things. We have bases all over the place. The United States does. Among the nations, we spend way more on military and all of it. A lot of it is graft and corruption, but we pour more money down that black hole than all the rest of them. Proliferation of wars and rumors of wars. So they ran us through the rumors of war with North Korea and the dictator over there. And then it dies out, then it comes roaring back again. So that's kind of illustrating a rumor of war. And there's a lot of rumors afoot out there. Note that there are rumors. Don't let any of these things upset you, just observe them. Earthquakes. Do some study on earthquakes. Frequency of earthquakes, intensity of earthquakes over a certain level. Famines. And false prophets and false Christs. False teachers. Proliferating. And we'll see more of it. And some of them might have a little bit of the truth mixed together with their deal. Paul prophesies personal degeneracy in the rapture generation. And that's the 2 Timothy 3, 1 and following passage. And know this, that in the last days, in eschatis, imerais, in the last days, difficult, perilous. This word in the Greek, kalepos, means full of trouble, violent. And we can only go by with some kind of terrorist activity, some kind of an event, whether it's false flag or whatever it is, or some lone crazy person, or all the other stuff involved, that these will be times full of trouble and violence. We've always had violence through history, upheavals, but it intensifies. There's more people, there's technology, there's other factors involved. See if this is not an apt description of your observations of people out there today. For men will be lovers of self, self-promotion. And I could name somebody that's out there, it's a celebrity, that's involved in self-promotion. The Kardashians, or however you pronounce it. That's self-promotion. That's all it is. This is got a terrific amount of talent. It's just looks and all this business, and it's promoted. And people follow it like they follow these celebrities and what they're doing, and every time they make a move, and all, they just see your hairdo. And it's just crazy. Lovers of self, lovers of money, don't have to comment on that one. Boastful, arrogant, revilers, that's to bad mouth that which is appropriate. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. You see that, and parents are weak, and the kids are talking back to them in public. That's always gone on, I suppose, at a certain level, but it is very much so today. Ungrateful. You know, there are people that are just not thankful and appreciative for kindnesses rendered. Genuinely, I mean. Unthankful. That goes hand in hand with that. They're all self-absorbed. They're not thankful. Not towards others, let alone God. Unholy. Well, that involves all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. Unloving. See, these kind of go together. Without natural affection. Natural affection. irreconcilable. They won't let things go. They maintain grudges and feuds, implacable, malicious gossips. They don't just gossip about true things, they make stuff up. That's malicious. Slanderers, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, backstabbers, traitors. We got them in high places in this country. They sell out for money and various things. Traitors. That person's a traitor to the true interests of our national interests. Reckless. Oh, you get this all the time. So-and-so did this and fell and killed themselves. What were they doing up there anyway? And they take all these chances and do all this dare-doing stuff. Reckless. And I suppose it involves a lot of other things. Conceited. Lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, etc. Quite a laundry list. This is the proliferation. These things have always been around, obviously, but in the last days, it is very much intensified. Paul calls this entire age evil and says the mystery of iniquity at work is at work in his day. This is the Illuminati. This is the mystery of lawlessness does not refer to general misbehavior on the part of people out here. It refers to a system designed to overthrow civilization and replace the divine order with this new world order. And the tools that they use to do it are war, to name a couple. I'll give you another one that they're behind. Mass immigration. They finance this stuff. They want to destroy nations. Paris is a mess. France. Not Paris Hilton. That's another one. Paris, France. These Africans, I have nothing against Africa, but they brought in their disease, they brought in their crime, they brought all their stuff in there, and they're trashing the place. The idea is, if you're Illuminati, you cannot have separate ethnic groups and nationalistic groups with their own culture and everything. We got to break all that down. Breaking all the barriers down. Where there were barriers before, we've got to destroy them. Sexual barriers. Promoting all this mess that's out there today. As I said, racial, ethnic. People are happy living in their countries to be German, to be, you know, Belgium, to be whatever. They're happy to do that. And God isn't against separate cultures. He obviously established nationalism. So they want to get rid of all nations, make us all serfs, enslaved to them, and they're using all the means that they can at their disposal. Governments did not step in and stop this stuff. When it historically got going in the secret societies where they planned this. And when this, so they usually date the Illuminati to around 1776-ish with Adam Weisskopf and these documents fell into the hands of the authorities because a courier for them got struck by lightning on his horse and this leader of Bavaria got his hands on it. It spelled out. Tell people in their face what we want to do to you. And they fled Bavaria, but they went back, reorganized, established this stuff. They hooked themselves up with the big money, and so that's why you have this goofy artwork on the back of your dollar bill. Why pick that? It's their advertisement, their Illuminati. And Illuminati is really at the core of so much of this. Any of these movements designed to overthrow the divine establishment principles laid down in Genesis and elsewhere is a result of their continual activity and infiltration and their secret societies and their organizations. They had to have the money. Money talks. You can get by with a lot of stuff because you can own institutions. So clear back at that time, there was a fellow, I forgot his name. He was very bright, very intelligent. They tried to recruit him. He was English. He wouldn't have any of it. He had character. He wrote a book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. That was way back then, where he exposed it. There have been authors and writers who exposed this conspiracy. And it's a top-down conspiracy, and they infiltrate everything from the local government all the way to the top. And that's why you see these trends in education and all these other things that are so destructive. Why they're wanting to teach sex education to kindergartners. Unreal. In some places it's more advanced than others, like up in Canada, which is pretty liberal. And so forth and so on. This is the mystery of lawlessness. Again, the word mystery means something hidden to the average person. So if Satan has control over people and these organizations, he's about propagating his doctrines, his policies, and that's what we have. And so we have traitors in our government, like someone, some president saying, we're seeking to establish a new world order in 1,000 points of light. What? Oh, is that what we're doing out here? We're establishing a new world order? And America's going to be the spearhead for it? Did you announce the fact that under this new world order, if it was in place, there would be no United States of America? There are no U.S. Constitution, no civil rights protections, none of it. So these people are traitors. They're in on the thing because they can play both sides of the deal. That's your mystery of lawlessness. He said this was already at work in his day, and that's well before Adam Weisskopf. There are certain types of men who got together and set up their secret societies and formulated their plans, what they needed to do, and they were patient, because they had to be, because it wasn't going to happen in their lifetime. They're going to hand this down and build this thing and build this thing and build this synagogue of Satan, if you want to call it that. I mean, there are people who are just evil and they just do corrupt stuff, but we're talking about they want to control it. They want to control all the different factors and of course, it was already at work in his day. In the rapture generation, lawlessness approaches maturation. See, I see the Psalm 2 deal as the setting this situation for this is clearly a messianic psalm, and the revolt against God on this earth in so many ways, and raging against God, and it starts with leaders. They're in on the deal. Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? This devising of a vain thing, it filters down, and it's in the mentality of people that things are bad out there. They made it bad. Now we've got to solve it for the good of humanity. Yeah, how convenient. Out of chaos comes order. There's your little motto. We create the chaos. And then we make change. You do this, and we change something. They've done it with world wars. They've done it with all these events to bring us down to this international mindset and this idea that the old world and the old order and the old thinking can be thrown overboard. The kings of the earth make their stand, and the rulers take counsel together. They're in cahoots. Well, on paper, they look like they're enemies or whatever. Against the Lord and against His anointed. Who's that? The Father and the Son, saying, let us tear their fetters apart. We're tired of the old restraints. That was what the French Revolution, it was one of those Illuminati events. And do not compare it to the American Revolution. The American Revolution was a redress of grievances and the brutality of the British throne. But we didn't break from them like we should have.
And we had a traitor in our midst. His name was Alexander Hamilton. If we'd have just followed Jefferson and some of those guys, we'd have been okay. Yeah, I know Washington was Masonic, but as bad as the Masonics may be, they infiltrated the Masonic order too. Yeah. Not that a Christian ought to have anything to do with any of it. Let us tear their fetters apart. These are restraints. And cast away their cords from us. We don't like the old order. We don't like the divine institutions. We don't like somebody telling us top down what morality is. We don't like that. So that's why they're teaching sex education in a kindergarten in Canada. And they want to introduce it to the entire school system. They knew they had to control the school system. The textbooks. The newspapers. Well, now the media. That's that simple. We got to get control of it. And things that were once considered bad, I guess in psychology, homosexuality was, you know, an aberration and a mental condition or something. We just say it's a perverted sin. Well, in 1973, the Psychiatric Association said, it's okay. And when I went to college, it was presented under abnormal psych. Can you imagine even come close to that today? Abnormal psych? Even psychologists, back before that period, as far as I know, generally the association was opposed to it, and it was wrong, and these people need treatment. Of course, a lot of human viewpoint in that, but I'm just saying. This is the breakup of civilization. The crumbling of the moral order. What do you expect when anything goes? Now, that's the scene on earth. As it comes in, and now, and on into the tribulation. This arrogance against God. The rejection of God. And the rulers of the earth knowing something that they're probably not sharing with the masses. No, I know they're not. They know the nature of things. And they don't want the masses to know. The masses are just fed whatever they get fed. Go watch your TV. You want more propaganda? Here's a movie for you. You like music? I got a little song. We'll promote the Beatles song, Imagine. Imagine there are no nations. There's no religion. There's no nothing. Just imagine. See, we're fed all this stuff. We believe with doctrine can't help but hear it from time to time, so you bring every thought into captivity for Christ. There's a political message there. Or a social message. Do you bring this stuff into captivity for Christ? Do you listen to this stuff? Some of it's subtle. Some of it isn't nearly as subtle. Now they got gays and advertisements for all kinds of stuff now. A couple people, yuck, you know. The old timers used to say, that black screen up there is the devil. There was a device, and I don't know what it's called. I'll let you go here in a minute. Took you a little. There was a device that occultists can look into, and it looks like a mirror. It's a mirror, but it's not a clear mirror. It's black. And through it, you summon a demon. Really? Well, this is a little different now. I'm not saying you're summoning demons because you're watching TV. No, I'm not crazy, okay? I'm just saying that there's a lot of demon influence, and it comes in all kinds of different ways. We've all been subjected to it, bombarded with it, fed it. You came to Maranatha Church, and you learned that the Federal Reserve System isn't a good deal. Oh, I'm prospering, and I got a nice Cadillac, and I got this and that, so what do I care? That's just how they want you to think. I don't mind that they're scamming everybody and they're making all this extra money at the expense of everyone else and this magic financing. Well, they figured that. They figured that. That's probably been going on for a long time. Somebody schemed this out and sold it to governments. And so governments said, get out of here. We had this fight all the way in our early history with the first banking act, the so-and-so. And of course, there's Andrew Jackson. He says, I'm going to throw the thieves out of there, out of the den of thieves. I'm going to, by Almighty God, I'm going to knock them out of there. They tried to shoot him, all this stuff. But of course, he leaves the presidency and goes on. And then another clown comes along, goes along with it. Then another one opposes it, and on and on and on. Here we are today. And they're making untold trillions of dollars off of this scam. It is a scam. It is not honest money. Okay, you're prospering. You don't care. He who sits in the heavens laughs. This is the Lord on his throne, literally laughing. This isn't just a mindset. The Lord scoffs at them. They like to scoff. Oh, scoff back. We'll throw scoffing right on your head. And then we're going to back the scoffing up with what follows. He will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury. He's going to come uncorked on this mess. That's our hope. I mean, he's going to come down on it. And you study the book of Revelation, you figure out just exactly, more or less, how. So, the nations are in an uproar. They're going to get this. But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I'm putting the Messiah on my holy mountain. And they can play with their little Antichrist and they can run around and do all their stuff. And it'll be very impressive. But it will come to nothing. Thank you, Father, for the time together. May God the Holy Spirit enlighten us in Christ's name. Amen.